Good afternoon to everyone. Hope that you're doing well. And I hope that you're having us in mind, the safety of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. That everything should be smooth in this region. Can you hear me? So we are doing right now the fourth, we're up to the fourth mission and the fourth parak of Chulin. We're going to try to finish the parak and see if we can do it. And it's a long-winded Mishnah. The Mishnah speaks about, or a long Mishnah, a behemoth that's having a hard time, difficulty with labor, and sticks out one of its legs and it cuts it off. Afterwards, you shech the mother. So the busser, the busser is tar, even though afterwards it's in theory touched. The busser that's inside wasn't really touching a Eir Menachai at the time because it was cut off. But if it shechet its ima v'achakach chatcha, but if you shech the mother, and then after you cut off the leg, which is sticking out on the sas of the shrita, so then the basar maga nevela, the basar that's inside is maga nevela, because it touched, after all, the leg, which was outside of the mother, when the shrita of the mother, so the shrita worked for what the animal inside, but it's still going to be as if it touched the nevela, the Rebbe Meir, maga trefa shchuta, it's as if it touched the trefa shchuta, because Rabbi, he's of the opinion, the Chum of the opinion, that being that you shechted the mother, so the shechit of the mother works for the child, even though the leg is outside, so therefore it doesn't become kosher, but it's considered as if you did a shechit on it, and they weren't machsher, that's like a trefa. And now they go back and forth arguing that you find that trefa, that shechitah semetaros, so also this shechitah semetaros. And Rameir said back to them, if you're metar shechitah trefa, that's davar shebegufa. This is davar she'ena begufa. And anyway, how do you know the trefa works? And we go back and forth, and we end up saying, what about a shechitah of a bench monachai? Bench monachai is a rarity. It's an animal usually gives birth just like a woman in either the ninth month or the seventh month, and those work. But the eighth month is the dangerous month. As a matter of fact, if an animal is born in the eighth month, we're going to assume that it's not going to make it through the year. So therefore, it's not considered to be something that its min usually has shechita. Shechita is not is shaykh to it. So therefore, it could be that shechita will not help to change that into a treif as opposed to an avail. An avail is something that dies without shechita. Mishnah says, "Ashechet is behemah matzah ba bench menachai." Let's say you shech the behemah and you find inside of a bench menachai. For all intents and purposes, we consider this dead. Oh, may, so you find the dead bench mona. Oh, bentisha may, so you find a bentisha may. So the point is, none of them have a status of being alive. All of those, that's the classic case that we have, which we call a ben pakua, and therefore that's we're going to say is the din is koro umatzah es dama. All you have to do is you can tear it up. You don't have to shech it. Get rid of the blood, and you're fine. But what happens if you matzah bentisha chai? You have a regular animal. In other words, you shech the mother, and there's a baby right inside over there, a nice live baby. So, according to the words of Rabbi Meir, Tan shechita v'chayev ba'oseh es benoy, divrei Meir. Meir says, because it's living, so therefore, we don't see it as being a part of the mother, and therefore it's going to eat its own shechita, and it's going to be chayev ba'oseh es benoy, which means you can't shech it on that day, you're going to have to wait. Chachamim arvim shechitas imoy metaharasoy. The argument say the shechita of the mother is metaharit, and therefore you don't have to shecht it. You could just eat it. You have to kill it. You don't have to shecht it, and you could eat it. Now, even according to the Chachamim, there is some sort of takanah der rabbanan, which is once the animal walks on its own legs, we don't want to do that. People are going to think, hey, you didn't shecht this. And we're afraid of gzeirah der rabbanan for some sort of maaras ayin. But Reb Shimon Shazuri Amar, afilu ben shmeina shanim v'cheresh basad, even it's 8 years old already, and it's already plowing in the field, shechitas imam da'arosoy, he's not worried at all about this maaras ayin. Koyra, you just tear it open. Umatza ba ben tishachai, what happens if you find then that the baby has a baby? So now we're looking at the third generation, ben pakua, ta'un shechita lefi shaloi nishchata imoy. So the mother was never shechted. The mother's kosher without a shechita, but that doesn't pass on to the child. So if you then tear open the mother and there's a child inside, that entire child is going to need shechita. Mishnah Vav says behema shenechte chu ragliha min arkuva ulamata, an animal that the leg was severed from the joint and lower. Ksheira doesn't make it into a trefa. Umin arkuva lemala, but if it's from the joint and upwards, then psula, the animal is now considered to be a trefa and cannot be shechted. V'chein, shenita al tzomes agizin. Tzomes agizin, I guess, is where the gidin are gathered together. I guess it's a place where there's a lot of gidin. And if they take out the muscle, not the bone, the muscle, So then it's going also to be pasul. Nishbar etzem. What happens if the bone is broken? If most of the bus is still there, then shchita is going to be tired. In other words, I guess it's kind of like hanging. You've got it's lame. So do you see that still being as part of the animal or not? So if rov of the basar is kayam, most of the meat is there, flesh is there on top of the bone, then shchitas mitaras is still part of the animal, and it's tar, and that also is part of the shchit of him. Lav ein shchitas mitaras. If not, then we see it as just being like it's just kind of like hanging over there. It's not part of the animal anymore. It's not live. The animal can still be shechted, but. Because this is again, it's talking about the lower ankle, but so it's not a trefa, but this is not considered part of the animal. A shechet is behema matza bas shilya. A person shechts an animal, he finds inside of it a shilya. A shilya is the embryonic sac. Nefesh hayafa toichlena. If someone has a nefesh hayafa, means he doesn't get bothered by these things. He could eat it. I don't know how many people want to eat fetuses. I don't think that that's a delicacy, but if he wants to eat it, go ahead. It's not going to become tamei tumas eichlan or tumas nevelas. It's not really considered to be a food, and it's not tumas and not tamei tumas nevelas. Now chishev aleha. Once he thinks about it, that he does want to eat it, then. It does actually metame tumas eichlin, avalo tumas nevelas. It will get tumas eichlin because he kind of like he morphed it into becoming a food, but it's not going to get tumas nevelas, which is that if now it came out and there was the shchita wasn't good, or came out before the shchita, it's not going to, or whatever it is, it doesn't have a good shchita, it's not going to get tumas nevelas because it's not really that. Now shulya shiyotza miktsasa. A shulya that some of it came out, some of the embryonic sac came out. And we always have a concept called ein shulya below vlad, but over here it's only yotza miktsasa. So it's asura b'achilo. You're not allowed to eat it. Even what's inside of it, you're not allowed to eat, because we're afraid that whatever is dissolved fetus is there is going to be there, and therefore even the miktus is not going to be allowed to be eaten. Simen vlad beisha, simen vlad bebehema. It's identical if there is a sign of some sort of fetus. When it comes to an isha, simen vlad bebehema is identical, and therefore an isha is going to become the tumah as if she gave birth. If she has a similar type of situation as to an animal, they are identical. What about if there's an animal that's carrying its first child? So that's why we call it mevakeres. And it aborted or miscarried. Shilya. Yashlichena leklavim. You're allowed to throw it to the klavim. Now, if it's in fact a bechor, it's kedushas bechor, you can't. So the Mefarshim explained there's a sveksveka here. Sveksveka, one sveka is if it's a girl. If it's a girl, it's not going to have a kedushas bechor. And the other suffix is that maybe it didn't have the look of a regular animal, and then it's also not going to be chayv. So because of the sveksvek, you can just throw it to the klavim, and you don't have to worry. However, b'mukdashim, but if the animal is not a bechor, it's rather kodesh, it's part of a korban shlamim or something like that, then tikaver, because whether it's male or female, you lost, it's going to be kodesh, so you lost your sveksvek. Even though the suffix maybe doesn't look like the animal, that's not enough to make that you could just be mezalzel, you have to bury it. Vein koyver noisa v'pashas drachim. It can't be buried, v'pashas drachim, v'lotoyon noisa v'ilan, and it can't be hung on a tree. That was apparently some sort of superstitious practice. Can't do that. B'mnei darkei amori. Darkei amori is things that the Emoris, they're into all this superstitious stuff. We don't go that route, and therefore we don't do anything like that. In fact, it's usher to do that. Rather, you just bury it in a regular place and move on with your life. My dear friends, we finished the parak. Hopefully we'll chazer and start more tomorrow. Make it a great day.